Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Yeah. Well, I don't think I've done like a who's taller this year, but not going to start with that.
But just tease it.
Yep. Nope. This is not about who's taller, but Roy Jones Jr., Albert Pujols, and then Drew Brees' birthday was yesterday. Roy Jones Jr., 50, by the way, today.
Brees just turned 40, didn't he?
Brees just turned 40. Right. Pujols is 38. It's obvious Pujols is the tallest of those, but I started thinking, so you got Roy Jones Jr., who was a, you know, pound per pound. Pound per...
How they say it?
Pound for pound. Pound, thank
just
you.
Say pound.
Pound. He was pound. Obviously a great boxer. Boxers make a lot of money. Albert Pujols was like the face of baseball for a long time. And then Drew Brees, we know the power of that quarterback. Whose net worth is the largest at M3?
You're kind of teasing this, though. I'm going to guess that Brees makes more money.
I'm going to go with, since he's been in the league for a while, I think, I'm going to go with Pujols.
Pujols, yeah. I think he got a big contract
he
towards
did.
The end of his career.
He did. If you go to the Angels, he did, right?
He did. $170 million, his net worth.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Drew Brees, $130 million. And Roy Jones Jr., $120 million. I would have probably guessed the boxer blindly.
Yeah. Somebody better start a fund for him.
I know.
Usually the boxer
gets going to feed his kids?
Huge payday.
Yeah, well, how's he going to hang out with Money Mayweather?
$20 million is a huge payday.
He's 50. Could probably still whoop up on some people fighting, I bet. And then this day in 1974, Baseball Hall of Fame voters are, you know, a reminder that they're asshats, or at least they definitely were at this time.
They still are.
Yeah, they still are.
They never give unanimous.
No, which is ridiculous, and this is kind of on those lines. You might have heard of Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
And then Whitey Ford as well, his homeboy, they went in the same year. Whitey Ford barely made the cut of the 75% you have to get of the votes.
And Mickey wasn't unanimous?
Mickey, 43 people... did not think Mickey Mantle should go into the Hall of Fame that year. So guys like Jim Tomei, Vladimir Guerrero, and Chipper Jones had a higher percentage of votes to be Hall of Famers than Mickey frickin' Mantle.
Who changed the game. Baseball writers are douchebags.
God!
They go back to when all they ever do is to talk about history. Like if Babe Ruth wasn't one... unanimous, yeah. Nobody was. Yeah. That's how they know. They just don't vote.
It was some morally superior teetotaler who didn't approve of his off-the-field activities.
But it doesn't make any sense. Either you're a Hall of Famer or you're not.
Yes.
You quit playing.
Yeah,
it never made any sense to me.
Never has.
No.
Never has. How, let's see, like 9 people said Hank Aaron was not a Hall of Famer in 19... I mean, we know why
that was a racial thing. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's because you're not a self-righteous piece of crap.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm never
self-righteous.
We really can't get into the mindset of a self-righteous piece of crap, which a lot of these baseball writers seem to be.
Very clearly. Yeah. 11 people thought Babe Ruth was not a Hall of Famer.
And a lot of that is a grudge, too.
You know, sure.
It's personal.
They didn't talk to
him. One time Babe Ruth didn't talk to me, so you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get him back, and I'm not going to make him a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's about them.
33 people thought Willie Mays was not a Hall of Famer.
Ridiculous.
Willie friggin' Mays. And then this day in 1954, actually this was a couple days ago, but still worth mentioning, Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
He took care of that.
Mm-hmm. They were married, and it was a nice, prosperous marriage, at least by my context, 1 year, 8 months before they were divorced.
How long did that last?
1 year, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
AFC, NFC.
Your frame of reference is a little off.
Is it?
It's a little off.
What's your record? What is yours? You brought it up.
1 year, 6 months.
This guy beat you.
Yeah, I know.
DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe were married longer than
prosperous
you. I don't mean to
marriage.
Laugh, but that's sad.
Yeah, it's real. AFC, NFC championship games this weekend. Nick is hopefully showing us what the Chiefs are going to do. He's not shown up yet.
No. We want the Chiefs to show up.
Well, everybody here probably does. Craig, you have no. I haven't heard where you're falling on this Chiefs, Patriots, Chiefs, cheaters thing.
Oh, not the Patriots.
Yeah, so he's for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I have no. I
understand.
I'm giving.
I understand.
Oh, you got to understand.
I
kind of understand you and Luke, 9.5 Toad Luke, being Raider and Bronco fans.
Man, screw the
you
Chiefs.
Hate the Chiefs. I
Absolutely.
Get it. I hate the Ravens like you hate the Chiefs.
100%.
But I just, you can't deal with this Brady situation. It's just sad and sick. And just, I don't want to talk about a football game. I will not watch the Super Bowl. I mean, I'll watch Super Bowl, but I won't care. I really won't care if they're in it again.
If he gets to the Super Bowl, he might win the Super Bowl,
right,
and I don't want that.
No, go Chiefs.
The good news is that the Rams or Saints are going to be waiting for whoever wins.
I'm so glad the NFC is good news. The NFC's stacked. Both those teams are stacked, right?
Either way, there's
right.
somebody that can beat them.
You just don't know.
You don't want them there.
You just don't want them to have the opportunity.
No.
Explain to me then why I feel the same as you do. Yeah. But, you know, when the 49ers had a dynasty going.
I didn't hate them then. I'll tell you why. Because of Brady and Belichick.
I wasn't really
Mainly
sick
Brady.
Of seeing them. And that's probably got a lot to do with it.
It's Brady.
Yeah.
He's a phony. You mentioned it yesterday. He also cheats. The team cheats. These are all situations that have been proven.
Joe Montana wasn't a smug poser.
I thought about that.
I think he was. I actually hate Joe Montana as much as Brady.
I never hated Montana.
Not on Brady's level.
Never hated Montana.
You can't say that. I was at a Super Bowl where they smoked him, and he was smugger than anything could ever be, and that, I would never let that go.
You were a kid.
There wasn't the social media. There wasn't near the exposure.
I thought about this the other day. I can't remember any.
But I've heard that Joe Montana is a dick.
I rooted against
Good.
The, I rooted
Glad
against
to hear
the,
that.
I rooted against the Niners. But now we. But I didn't hate Joe Montana.
No, I really didn't either.
I hated one guy, Brady, and that's on him.
I hate Montana more than Brady. Without question.
Yeah, but that's a rarity. That nobody really feels that way except for you.
But you know, I like the rest
one
of the
game.
Team.
Now, one career with the greatest coach ever. I mean, they're very similar because they both get a lot of credit.
I didn't hate
for things that their coaches put them into situations.
Oh, you're right.
They'd have been on other teams.
Oh yeah, I agree.
If Tom Brady was a Jaguar, drafted to be a Jaguar,
I'm with you.
Joe Montana was drafted to be a Jet.
Yeah, there's a reason Brady was.
Things are different.
There's a reason Brady was drafted further down. You're right.
I think I liked them because they had Tom Rathman and Roger Craig in the backfield.
Yeah, that was fun.
Both former Huskers.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a good reason to cheer.
And I didn't even live in Nebraska then.
You just knew the power.
Suck up. Suck up.
Too bad Nick's not here. The Eagles wasted no time announcing their quarterback moving forward. Excuse me.
Good. I'm glad they're moving forward.
Carson Wentz.
Suck next year. I know.
It's Carson Wentz. So Nick Foles will be a free agent in March. And the Dolphins, Redskins, Jags, and Broncos are teams that people expect him.
Do you want him now? Do you want him?
Around. I'd rather have Foles than Flacco, but I don't know that I want either two of those guys.
How old is Nick Foles?
Pretty picky.
29. He's 10 years younger than Breeze, so he's probably 30.
There we go.
Okay. So he's got a few years.
Because he took same high school 10 years later.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
That is crazy. Two NFL quarterbacks.
Two famous NFL quarterbacks.
That's amazing.
From the
Two
same
Super
high school.
Bowl MVP quarterbacks.
From the same high school.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The Panthers, this is new news. The Panthers might need Nick Foles.
What happened?
Well, Scam missed the last two games with the shoulder thing, and once they're out of the playoff race, they just shut him down. Now, the owner has said, you know, he's looking around at what Andrew Luck did and the process that he had to go through. He missed over a year of football, and they're saying, look, we're looking at Scam's situation where if this would benefit us in the long term most to shut him down for 1 year versus get him for 8 games and then have to shut him down and have him for 10, he's hurt. So they're thinking about shutting him down for all of 2019.
Oh, and he's going to throw
somebody. Who's your backup?
Yeah. That's what the owner said, too.
Call your son. He knows the Panthers.
So Scam will be throwing squeaky toy souvenir footballs for a year, like Andrew Luck was doing.
Yes.
Which worked, by the way.
It did.
A rehab that was pretty successful, I think.
Yeah, eventually. It didn't look like that way at the beginning of the year, but.
No, it seemed to come along kind of slow, but.
Yeah.
And he came around.
Got back into it. I don't want to bring up the Broncos, Todd, but every national outlet headlined this story. The great John Elway was speaking to Peter King, and he said, you don't hear this.
Through a fence while eating an apple.
Yes, but Peter King can translate that over all the years, talking to Elway through the fence with the apple. you don't often hear people, executives in any sports league, after a coach is gone, to just be like, well, I was wrong on that one. In hiring Vance Joseph, the coach that he just had, He just went on the record and said, you know, I thought he was our kind of guy. When I hired Kubiak, we kind of thought maybe we should have hired Vance Joseph.
Who wants to talk to Kubiak now?
He's gone to the Vikings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be a consultant with
some
the Vikings.
Kind of consultant. I thought for sure you were going to bring up they hired a new offensive line coach or
something.
No,
though I do think that's interesting.
Yeah,
but
I was going to bring it up if you did.
Yeah. No, I just think an executive these days just straight up saying, like, because it kind of calls out Joseph, too, the former coach, where he's like, I was wrong on that one. I screwed that up. I should have never hired him. He stunk.
How long are they going to give your boy their time? Because his legacy is going away. He's a great quarterback.
Von Miller?
Yeah. No. Elway.
He's part of the trust. He's part of the Bowling trust. He'll be there. I mean, they just won a Super Bowl.
He does have to be the GM, though.
Yeah, I think they ran the stable for 4 years.
They did win
is
a Super
Bowl. So he has to stay in his stall for at least four
years.
So,
Nick, we're on the chief bag, by the way. We're giving you one shot.
No way.
You lose, you're dead to me.
Good luck with that.
That's funny. Chiefs fans, man.
I know you're not confident Chief fan, which I like, but this time I want you to be confident.
I forgot about this.
I do feel relieved after they won that game.
Yeah, I know, but you tweet that out. You say you're house money now. No, it's not house money now. You're at home and you're favorite. You should win.
They should.
Okay, don't say your house money. I saw you tweet that out. I'm thinking, shut up.
It feels like they've been
Chief fan.
They've rounded the playoffs. They've got to me. They'll never win a Super Bowl. I feel like they'll just never do it.
Oh, I want to lose a Super Bowl.
Well, let's hope.
This weekend.
Aww.
Yeah.
Now your son's a Patriot fan. Is he gonna cry if you win? He's older, so
he'll be real mad.
You'll be in his face.
I don't know if I won't be in his face. Oh, no, because he'll probably jack me. I don't want that. No, we're gonna have to separate my boys on couches.
Oh, that's right.
They'll be
your youngest boy is a Chief fan.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay, that'll be fun.
But your oldest fell off the bandwagon. He's a Patriot.
Yeah,
fan.
Well, he started off as a Broncos fan just to piss me off because I think he wanted to root for whoever I wasn't rooting for.
Right.
So
yeah.
I was actually happy when he started rooting for the Patriots.
How old is
at least it's not Elway.
Patriot fan, sir.
15.
15. Yeah, mm-hmm. You send him to the bar.
That's what I would do. You want to watch the game, go to the bar.
I'm dropping you off at the sports bar.
Yeah, I don't know. And it all lines up. It's going to be like the red moon and all of it. Like that either can push them forward, or those are the situations where they normally just screw everything up.
You know what? You got to have
a monumental. Yeah.
I watched the first full Chief game the other day that I've had seen all season. Your quarterback's amazing.
He's amazing.
And please beat the Patriots.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Your 15-year-old isn't the kind where you can get in his face and give him crap?
It kind of depends on how tense his face looks. You kind of figure, like, you gotta pick your places to prod.
So you got to read the mood?
Yeah.
You got to read the room first?
Yeah, for sure.
Before you pile on.
Aren't you looking at this? I know you're not for the Chiefs, but you're actually not for the Patriots either. I mean, like, they're not
a
team. So, aren't you looking at this like, listen, well, if the Patriots do lose, hopefully the Rams or Saints will beat the Chiefs.
Yes.
And so you're not going to lose your mind cheering out loud for the Patriots. Out loud, freaking out, happy that Brady makes that face.
I just had a practice run with this with the hated Philip Rivers against the Patriots. Yeah. And in that game, like, I finally decided that morning, I hate Philip Rivers so much, I would rather watch history. So I guess I'm going for the Patriots. Plus, I would like to see them play the Chiefs. I would rather that. So I already dealt that a little bit.
Right.
And I found myself still cheering for a good game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when the Patriots started running away, I was like, oh, man, that's my fault.
Yeah.
So in this case, there is more hatred for the Chiefs all around. Because, I mean, Charger fans are nice, and they're fine.
I don't know any. I don't
they're
even know
cute.
Any.
You know, they're cute. Yeah. Oh, you're the Charger fan.
They're innocuous enough.
Yeah.
Chiefs fans, it's totally different because they've been in my face my whole life.
Yeah, so I get it.
So I am against them 100%.
But don't you want to watch
but
them
I
lose
want a
the
good
Super
game.
Bowl?
I would like them to lose whenever it hurts a lot, and that could be this game in an awful way, or that could be a Super Bowl. So wherever it happens, that's fine, as long as it happens.
As long as they lose.
As long as it happens.
Okay, I think this game would hurt the Chiefs more than the Super Bowl, because they've never won the Lamar Hunt Trophy.
Yeah, you're right.
Named after their dude. They've never won it. They would have to watch the Patriots get that trophy
in
their own
head. I think this game would hurt more, too.
That'd be sweet. In 4 degrees.
Because once you get to the Super Bowl, you are house money.
Right.
This week, I don't think you're
No.
Unless you get browbeat in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Then you get beat up.
No, I want a Falcons game for the Chiefs. I want them to be up so bad. And
in
then
the
just,
Super Bowl.
And then just.
In the Super Bowl, not this weekend.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl. Be up, 21, 28, and then lose it.
Something soul crushing.
Yes.
Right,
good.
Yeah.
But, remember, but we're rooting for you this weekend.
Yeah. You think, now that you mentioned Bush, I could go for something like that.
Yeah. Because and it's got nothing to do with the team. I just have a lot of friends who are Chiefs fans, and I want them to hurt.
Oh, your main, one of your best buds. That's the guy you really hate the most, right?
And Nick.
Oh, and Nick. Hey,
and a few other people. Yeah.
Oh, Nick doesn't bother me at all when it comes to Chiefs.
Well, Nick, the Super Bowl would be different, too, because I know everybody always says, like, act like you've been there, but, like, they've never been there.
No.
So, I don't know. The playoff win was so much because it was like, that's so, there's so many years.
You've
like, that's where they screwed it up, and that was the frustrating thing.
This loss will be more heartbreaking for you than the Super Bowl. It will. For Chief fan, I think it will be.
Yeah. I think last week would have been the big one, though. If they would have lost that one, when they blocked that punt and everything, like, oh, this is where they always screw it up. This is where they always screw it up.
That's what it felt like.
Finally getting over that, you're like, there's a sense of relief, and like, they weren't really supposed to make a run this year. But at some point, after 49 years, you'd think they'd win another Super Bowl.
Yeah. If they lose Sunday.
I don't know.
Sunday,
ask the Browns about
if they
that.
Lose Sunday, right. You're taking a brunt next Wednesday if they lose Sunday. Because I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
I will console you with very nice texts.
All right. Cleet Blakeman has that game. There's a lot of social media action about Cleet because he was the ref during Deflategate. Yeah, Bush had a great point. Why are Patriots pissed when Cleet refereed the AFC Championship game last year in Foxborough?
Well,
and nobody bitched last year.
I read Twitter, and a Patriot fan will point out in 8,000 tweets or more that the winning percentage for the Patriots when Cleet is the referee is 34%.
Who looks that up? That is stupid.
Patriot
fan. That's just total random crap is what
that is. What's the sample size there?
It's total.
Of course it is.
Four or five games?
No, I think the reason they're bitching now is because they're going away and they're dogs going into Kansas City. So they have an excuse built in. Oh, well, we don't like that graph.
Yeah.
They totally have an excuse built in.
You know, and there's also this, like, obviously, and Cleet has gotten some noteworthy games over the years, and they've involved the Patriots, and a noteworthy game usually involves another good team besides the Patriots. So sometimes you're going to lose games in the National Football League.
They tell a Patriot fan that. Exactly.
Maybe I am cheering for. No, never mind.
By the way,
they
did cheat.
If you look at the Twitter feed,
they did cheat.
It's not just Cleet, it's the entire officiating crew.
Always.
That is going against
the
New England Patriots.
But once again, when they announced Cleet, I saw Chief fan hating on Cleet. He always calls too many penalties against us.
That's what happens.
Didn't they win the Deflategate game, too?
Yeah, they
won that one.
They won that game, too.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Yeah, but he was suspended the next year, and he shouldn't have been.
Cleet didn't have.
They cheated.
Yeah, Jesus.
I've seen things. I've seen articles that have called him a Deflategate co-conspirator.
I know.
Oh yeah.
From the bozos back east.
Yeah.
Around New England.
Hell is a referee doing enforcing the rules?
Yeah. What's he doing following protocol?
Yeah.
Don't you know we're the Patriots? We can cheat. We can film your practice like they did the Steelers in the early 2000s.
What we do.
We're the cream of the crop of the NFL, and
we cheat.
We go by an entirely different set of rules. Ain't no rules for no Patriots.
Nope.
Although, I'm going to have a tough time cheering for the Saints if it's a Saints-Chiefs Super Bowl. So, I don't know. I can't commit
just yet.
I got no issue with that.
Is that because of last year, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't want to hammer the Chiefs yet until they lose.
I do.
Once they win, I'm on the Rams or Saints bag.
It goes all the way back to Bounty Gate when they hurt Brett Favre.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't like to see
Greg Williams.
I don't like to see people hurt Brett Favre.
Nobody hates Drew Brees.
That's probably true.
Nobody hates Drew Brees.
Yeah. I can fight some reasons
when your team's playing. Oh yeah, you'll hate him. You'll hate him in 3 weeks. Hopefully,
that one guy from One Direction when he gets blasted by Drew Brees with a football.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure about that.
Yeah, he deserved that.
Yeah, I like Drew Brees in that instance.
Bruce Arians, former head coach, who quit, you know, with the Cardinals on health reasons, is back to head coaching with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I love that.
He was asked about that.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Yeah, and this is a funny answer. I mean, Bruce Arians is a funny guy in his press conferences. He says, look, they gave me this unbelievable physical. They said I got a C. It's like the best news I had in 10 years. I got a C on the physical. Yeah, I mean, C's are always great for me. You know what I mean? When you've been an F health-wise for 10 years, a C is great.
A C is good. If you're failing, you get a C. That's good.
It is. And then he was also asked
it's still not the answer.
Well, I mean, if he was an F with the Cardinals and he knew, like,
he was retired,
the coaching was
and
killing
done
him.
With coaching.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, you know, he gets healthy and bored. And
I like Arians. I always do.
And he was, you know, a former Steeler coach, as you know.
Yeah.
And spent a lot of time with Nino Brown. So he's also asked about Nino Brown. Would you want to bring him down to Tampa Bay, hook him up with Jameis Winston? And his answer was great. He said, nope, too much diva in him now. Like, I knew him back when he came to the league.
Nobody's bigger than the black and gold. If you're on that team, nobody's bigger than the black and gold. I saw Ryan Clark say that yesterday. He likes Dean Brown, but he said, no, you're not bigger. You play for the Steelers. You're not bigger than the Steelers.
Nope. And meanwhile, Nino Brown is...
I mean, careful what you ask for, by the way. You have to have... You still have the ball. The ball has to be thrown to you.
Right.
In your area.
You can end up with the Raiders.
And you're playing with one of the better quarterbacks ever. You know?
Yeah, great offensive line. Right. You know,
send him to Buffalo.
He led the league in touchdowns, by the way. Yeah. In receiving touchdowns. Yeah. He led the league in receiving touchdowns, and he's unhappy about his role.
Exactly. Because a Juju is a young guy and people like him.
Yeah, right. So, meanwhile, Nino Brown's out there still tweeting stuff. I'm definitely...
By the way, if you have a Juju on your team, you're open more.
Right. You like a complimentary player.
If you're the only guy, they're going to...
If you have a Juju on your team.
Juju's his name, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's clarify. And it's spelled J-U-J-U.
You're not a stuttering racist.
You've got a Juju.
I love that character, the stuttering racist. Yeah, if you don't know anything about football, you have no idea what that means.
What that means, that's true.
Of course, you're not listening, sorry.
Yeah.
They've got a Juju and two Hindus.
Well, that's the Roonies. They always like to have at least one Juju on the team.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
It's the Rooney Rule.
Yeah. They are that diverse.
It's the Rooney Rule. Yeah. Black head coach, one Juju.
For years, it was not at receiver, but, you know, things have evolved.
It's a little known Rooney Rule. You have to have one Juju on your team.
So Nino Brown tweets out, I don't know. I mean, he just tweets out ridiculous stuff. You know, always booming is his new thing. And an interview coming soon for everybody. He says on Twitter, hashtag call God. I don't know what that means. But one of the responses, I was looking through for some of these responses, and this is the easy one, and it's obvious, but it says, must be exhausting needing this much attention every day.
Yeah.
That's a fact, right? Where are we at? Trying to copy edit on the fly.
Still hanging on.
Well, he could end up somewhere that doesn't know how to run a football organization. Exactly. Because the Steelers run like a machine for decades.
And a quarterback that's not going to throw the ball in your area. Yeah. You want that?
Well, and I just don't see how any of these guys that just throw these diva fits, how this doesn't backlash on the next team.
It does.
You seem like a crying little bitch to whoever gets you.
If Arians at least said it out loud, a lot of guys won't say it out loud, but they're talking behind the scenes, they'll say it, you know?
I don't see how that makes you more attractive to prospective teams.
It doesn't. Unless you're like a Raiders or some freaky organization.
Yeah. Cowboys, Raiders, Jets.
Or unless you're really good.
Yeah, but still.
He's still 30, man.
Still
he's good, but he's, you know.
Got 4 years left.
Yeah, he does.
And he's high priced.
Get this story out of the stack.
By the way, I
want
to keep him. I hope they kiss and make up. Believe me, but
yeah, you would. If he was on your team, you would want to keep him.
Oh yeah,
him. Yes. But, again, he led the league in
Steelers
touchdowns.
Aren't going to bend over for that dude.
Bend over.
He was easy to like too before this because he was a short dude that just busted his ass to get where he was. Yeah.
That's a good point. Clemson national champions visited the White House, and you know, because of the shutdown, they didn't have their nice upscale meals. So the president thought it'd be a great idea to get them a bunch of friggin' fast food, a bunch of McDonald's and Wendy's and BK and stuff for these college athletes. That's a great
veritable smorgasbord, of the finest fast food Washington D.C. had to offer.
Great example set there by him, yet again.
It's a classy organization.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the Tigers, by the way. I'm talking about the U.S. government.
I'm surprised they went.
It's the South.
And then you get a bunch of
it's
Big Macs.
Dabo.
Good point.
You know, Dabo says, if you don't go, you ain't playing next year.
That Christer's going there.
Good point.
Kissing his ass.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.